coming up on Buried.
I remember being at my dad's and he get a phone call that my sister was in jail. And I remember it because it was my birthday.
He had a knock on the door and it was two young men. And he said that he knew why they were there.
There was some guys, after Carrie come up missing, there was some guys, and he named his name, that came up to the house and threatened him. And I know after Carrie went missing is when my dad started carrying a gun. I mean, my mom, like I said, my mom was still alive then, and she was in her bed. And the kids was fixing to be home from school.
I was living with my dad, and Brian was at school. I don't know where Mandy was, but he made it sound like it was just him and my grandma at home, and my grandma was bedridden.
How much truth there is to it, I don't know. We had a neighbor across the street. His name was Shorty Garrett, and he's ex-World War II. And him and Dad pretty close. I think it actually started at the mailbox. Daddy ended up going to the house. I guess Shorty was out in the yard or whatever and seeing what was going on. My daddy gone to the house, I guess, to get the gun.
So that told me right there, well, somebody else was with him. He didn't go, and I know damn good and well, he didn't go to my daddy's house by himself.
He said those two guys had knives, and he went outside, and he always carried. He had a CHL license, and he always had a gun on him. And he said he led them off of the property, and they followed him into the woods. There's the state park around Lake Tewakoni was right behind where we lived. He wouldn't tell us exactly what happened out in the woods, but he alluded to he was the only one that came out.
He said that he grabbed a knife and he ran out the back door, and he made sure to tell them, you know, don't follow me, and took off running. And he said that they followed him down there into the woods.
Well, I'm sure I had a dumbfounded look on my face when they made this little story to me.
He went up to our neighbor's house, which was Carl Garris, and him and my grandfather were really good friends. They were really close. And he said at that point in time, Carl was digging a hole. They also called him Shorty. He was digging a hole because he was trying to have a well.
You know, I thought real hard about how my dad acted when she was missing. You know, I thought real hard if there was something other that triggered my mind. I mean, something would have stood out to me.
And he had night terrors. I don't know if he had post-traumatic stress or he did something that terrorized him, because he would wake up in the middle of the night screaming and not know that he was doing that. So something was going on with him.
Whenever I'm running and waking him up, he's screaming, no, stop, and things like that. And so I'm trying to wake him up, and, you know, he's flying up out of the bed like he's about to take me down.
So they decide they get me while I'm there asking for papers. But I asked for the records from when she was arrested from 1991.
Yeah, it's really interesting that she was arrested so soon.
Yeah, and then she just poof.